download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
2008.
I mean, maybe like Tear for Fears. I mean, I really had a crush when I first listened to Tear for Fears. I discovered Tear for Fears, when I was 16, something like that. So not during the 80s. So it was a bit weird, but I mean, yeah. I really love Brian Eno and Cocteau Twins as well.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the Cocteau Twins because I was listening to this album and a lot of the material, or quite a few of the songs, were reminding me of what they did. But you got into Tears for Fears then after the 80s. What made you listen to their stuff? Was this in the middle of the 90s that you kind of listened back to what they did in the 80s?
Yeah, exactly.
And why did you suss them out or listen to them at that point?
Because I think it's one of the most important period of for the music, and I mean, yeah, a lot of great bands, they emerged from this period. Yeah, I mean, a lot of bands are working on 80s music because of their sense of kitsch, you know. But for me, it's my relationships with the music from the 80s is like really sincere. It means a lot to me.
What about the Cocteau Twins? What do they mean to you?
I mean, first, the vocals. Liz Fraser, she's got like an incredible voice. And what I really like with the Cocteau Twins is the guitar sounds. I think they sound great. And we tried on a couple of songs on the record to reproduce the sound of the guitars from the Cocteau Twins, but it's not so easy.
What's hard about it?
I mean, it's blended of effect and choruses, reverb, and so yeah, it's hard. But I mean, I'm quite happy with the sound of my guitars. So
was it a harder record to make because of all of that?
Yeah, it's always difficult to make a record. But I mean, that's the reason why I ask Ewan Pearson and Ken Thomas to help me to achieve this. So that was totally perfect. I just choose to work with Ewan Pearson because I like his sound. He's very modern, you know. And in the contrary, Ken Thomas has a lot of experience in the 80s music because he worked with Cocteau Twins and a lot of famous bands from the 80s. So I think that the combination of the two producers gives to the record something like quite unique.
The other 80s influence, which some people have kind of noted already, is the filmic inspiration that, you know, films like maybe The Breakfast Club have had on this album and what you've tried to achieve in the themes of it. So is that something which someone has made up, or is that pretty accurate?
Movies, I mean, cinema in general is like very important for me, and maybe more important than music because I'm a huge cinema addict. And since I'm like 10 or 11, I watch a lot of movies. So yeah, my connection with cinema is like very strong. Most of my influences, they come from movies more than albums, you know. So yeah, I mean, I was a lot influenced by John Hughes movies like Breakfast Club or Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles. More by teen movies, actually.
It's funny because I was listening to Graveyard Girl, and you've got in Graveyard Girl, you've got that sort of little filmic element in the middle of the track where a female voice comes on, and it's almost like you can see the girl standing in the graveyard reflecting on life, and she's 15, and she says, "I feel like it's all too life has passed me already," and she's 15.
But, I mean, that's what I really like about the teenage years. It's a really important period of people's life, because it's a time for new experiences and new encounters with people, with music, new bands, new movies and new experiences. So yeah, sometimes it could be hard for a 15 years old girl or boy to face everything alone, you know. So but that's what I like. I mean, desperate and fun, and at the same time it's kind of nonsense, but I like it.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.